Until okay, next week. What's your idea?
Okay, is Christina's rushing you, isn't she?
No, but she's gonna grab at me. That's all right.
Welcome to the Nerdless, episode 79. I'm John.
And Sean.
And Sean, I have a little bit of news for you. I know you haven't heard it because you never check our email or that kind of a thing.
Yes.
But our good friend Kate Woolsey.
Kate.
Yes. She sent us an email, which I tend to agree with, saying that our first half of our list made us sound like corny schoolboys. And yes. And I agree. I going back and editing that, I was kind of embarrassed.
I wasn't. I have no shame.
None. Well, that's the reason I didn't delete it or worry too much about it, because really it's kind of a conversation any guy would have, but unfortunately we broadcasted ours.
We broadcasted what?
We broadcasted our conversation.
Uh-huh.
It probably would have been better if we had a girl to even out, you know, to share the other side. What do you mean, why? Because we have a sizable female audience, Sean.
Well, then they can imagine me in my big baby costume.
You're right, that is pretty hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're starting us off with our list today, which is we're going to kind of do like our zombie survival one that we did, where we throw out scenarios and see how the other would deal with them. Correct?
Correct.
All right. What you got for me first, Sean?
All right. My first scenario, or my number 10 scenario, is you are in the supermarket, and all of a sudden you realize that you are in a Freddy dream, just like in the new Nightmare Before Christmas, or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. Now, this is one of mine.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and say it's my number 10, so after this you can go on to your next one. Right. I didn't say specifically supermarket, I just said Freddy in general, because Freddy can strike at any time, and he leaves you sleepy and everything. And I've figured out how to deal with my scenario, okay? If I survive the first dream and I realize that Freddy is after me and I can't sleep, it's very simple. I find Chuck Norris, fall asleep by him, and tell him before I fall asleep to wake me up when he sees me struggling.
Yes.
And so I will have a hold of Freddy, which will bring him into the real world. Roundhouse kick to the head, game over.
Sounds good. Now, you know, I'm the same way as you. In order to survive the Freddy thing, somebody's got to wake you up.
Yeah, you got to have backup.
What if, like, I gave you a shot of tranquilizer?
Well, I think I'm pretty much doomed there, Sean.
Yeah. I was just going to say have a couple buddies with guns waiting by me, wake me up, or have you go to sleep first.
With the tranquilizer?
No. Yes, and then I'll go to sleep while you're struggling. We'll all catch like little cat naps.
Okay. How would you survive, Sean?
The same thing. Somebody would have to wake you up. I would not be one of those guys that would try to stay awake for like 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row, because you would just lose your wits about you. You would have to just do it. And, you know, while everybody's fresh, you know, go to sleep and have them wake you up. And, you know, once you started struggling, the problem with me is that I have such a hard time going to sleep. It would probably need to be somebody like you, because you go to sleep really easy. I mean, you fall asleep on your desk. Like laying on your like you're planking. So you would be the one that would have. I'd be like waiting with a gun by you, and have to, you know, maybe you'd have to do it. So me, it takes like an hour for me to even get tired to go to sleep.
Yeah, we could either rely on the Chuck Norris friend with a gun, or we can always resurrect Jason, do like in the Freddy versus Jason movie.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Just get them going at it. All right, then, Sean. Well, mine, I'll say that was my number 10, the Freddy one also. So go ahead and go on to your number 9.
What number was that, actually?
Huh?
What number was that?
I really honestly don't have any numbers by them. I'm just kind of going in. I don't know. I'm kind of winging it on my order here.
All right. Well, my number 9, John, is you are on the bus that breaks down with the Jeepers Creepers guy outside. How do you survive that?
Very easy. Your chances of survival increase with your numbers. So you can't just wait there on the bus and try to wait it out, because you'll come by and keep picking you off one at a time. What you got to do is convince everybody that their best chance is to just run for it.
And then you stay on the bus.
No. Then you get right in the middle of the pack, fight your way to the middle of the pack as everybody's running, and just hope that the law of probability, you are not going to be one of the ones he picks.
Well, that's not a sure chance of survival. Mine is better.
It's not a sure chance of survival.
I will kick you in the leg and break your knee and then run and leave you. I figured you were going to say that if you pick me up, it'd take you a while to haul me off.
Okay. Look at it this way, though. Think about how horror movies work, though. The immoral person, I'm probably going to die. But if you're being immoral like that and just throwing me to the wolves, that guy always gets it the worst.
Oh, you're right.
No, you're right. The jerk always ends up getting it the worst.
Well, man, I tell you right now, I'd be driving that school bus. I don't care if there's blown tires or not. I would be limping on that school bus back to town somehow.
Speaking of which, I took my driving test today.
How'd you do?
I passed. Okay, well, technically I failed. Because when I started and doing the brake test where you have to, you know, tell them how many PSIs it needs to build up to, how many, when the alarm goes off and all that good stuff, I started walking through it and I said everything correctly, and then I got down to the where it's supposed to, the emergency brake is supposed to pop out at,
right, 40.
At between 30 and 20.
Oh, yeah.
And so as I'm pumping down and I'm getting down between 30 and 20, the thing's not popping out. I'm like, ooh, it's still already popped out.
Oh, you didn't push the button in, did you?
No. And even before that, the alarm never came off. I didn't turn the key either. But because I explained everything perfectly, she let me go ahead and start back over.
Wow, that's cool.
You know what? I think it's because I've gone through the thing 2 times now.
She was tired of seeing
me. She's tired of seeing me.
Yeah.
So, well,
congratulations.
Yeah, that's finally done. Now I got my 20-hour course I got to take.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
You miss school, though. No, you won't. They're at night.
Well, I get to pick whatever one I want online, so I might have to pick one during the day.
That's right.
Okay, Sean, my number 9.
All right.
Have you read Dracula?
I haven't read it.
Have you seen, like, any of them?
Yeah, I saw Bram Stoker not too long ago.
Okay. Well, are you talking about the one with Keanu Reeves or the... It doesn't matter.
No, either the one with Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Wasn't he was that was the one with Keanu Reeves?
I don't think so. Was Keanu Reeves in that one?
Yes. He plays the guy that I'm about to throw you into his position.
Okay.
You have gone to talk with Dracula. You don't know that he's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
To convince him, you know, I think he's trying to convince him to come buy some kind of land that you are representing. You're like a realtor, basically. Mm-hmm. And as you get in there and you're trying to convince him and everything, you start realizing he's having you stay, that you've ended up being a captive of the place. That's what he does. He realizes that he's in the castle and he's only allowed to go certain places and he can't get out of those certain places even if he wanted to. And you look out your window and you see the creepy sight of this man crawling down the side of the building like a lizard and going out to go feed. Okay? What do you do?
Yeah, it is cameras. I try to find something to stab him with. And I don't go outside. That's the thing. Oh, man. I might try to wait until he get something to eat and then try to get away. I mean, you could always wait to, you know, bar yourself in a room and wait for the daytime. The problem is he's faster and stronger and everything else. So, but you're seeing him go eat something, so he ain't after you, right?
Yeah. Well, as of right now.
As of right now.
Now, it's been a while since I've read the book, but I think that you actually served as, like, he had basically, like, 3 wives.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, like, the person that they fed on.
Right, I remember the 3 witches.
Yeah.
I called them witches, the vampire witches. Ooh, well, shnikes. After I clean the soil out of my pants, obviously,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much the first thing I always do in these situations.
Sure, it was during the zombie one, I know that.
Yes. So I, oh man. I don't know, John, I think I just die. I might pull the holy water out of my clothes and cover myself with it, or maybe the verbain, as they call it in the Vampire Diaries, or find a crucifix, or some garlic. If they have any garlic in the refrigerator, that'd be perfect.
Assuming you have access to the refrigerator.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You know, maybe, just maybe, I set the whole house on fire. How about that?
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe I'll set the house on fire and try to get out of there while the house is on fire.
But it's a castle. Is there really a whole lot to burn?
That's true. It is a castle.
Stone.
I might. You got to get to daylight. Of course, in Transylvania, it's always cloudy. It sucks. So there's really no getting away. I try to go on the offensive before they know it, and they're probably not expecting me to be on the offensive yet because they don't know that I know what they are. So I try to corner them one at a time and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan. I go out fighting because you're not going to outrun Dracula.
No.
So you just got to – you go after the witches first, and hopefully they're a lot less powerful than he is, so hopefully you can kill them before he gets back, and they try to sneak off and get away.
And I think my best bet is to wait till during the day when you're kind of left alone and just go through the place, find like drapes and blankets and try and make a rope and get down the side of the building during the day. But the only problem is you're out in the Transylvanian wilderness after that.
That's true. Well, you know what? If it's a sunny day, I'm pulling them dang caskets up in the middle of the sun and opening them.
Well, they're like deep underground, so good luck hauling.
Haul them.
Just throw it on your shoulder like in Terminator 3.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're definitely, because, yeah, unless you got a horse or something to get away, you're in big trouble. So, but yeah, you got to take to the offense. Don't attack until they actually make a move at you, because half the time they ain't even trying to kill you. Half the time they're just trying to have fun with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a pretty good idea to take to the offense, but I think I'm running in this situation. I'm waiting for daytime and I'm trying to climb down and get out of there.
Yeah. Or just jump out of the window and kill yourself.
Yeah, it might be a better way to go.
Yeah.
All right, what you got for your next one?
All right, John, you are at a party, and let's say this is a party of not a lot of people, but say there's 6 or 7 people. Let's say there's 10 people, and people start dying. There is a slasher in the group. In the group, John, how do you survive that?
How big is my group?
Let's say 20. 20 people.
20 people. And what did you say, we're camping? What are we doing?
Yeah, you're whatever. You're out in the woods at a party in like a little farmhouse or something. You're out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Clearly, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
You just start killing everybody.
Just yourself. Become the second slasher.
Yes. That's the only thing to do. And the one you kill first is your closest one, because it always twists at the end, and it's that person.
How about you just wait for somebody to die and then kill somebody, and then wait for somebody else to die, because you might have killed the slasher.
Nah. Just kill them all.
Yeah.
And then when the cops ask you, I had to. One of them was a killer.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, I guess that's someone, at least you're surviving.
It's solved. Okay, well, now that I've ruined that one for you, well, how would you survive, Sean?
I don't know. I'd probably, because I'm usually packing at these points, I'd probably try to get away on my own. Just get away by myself and get out of there.
That's the first one they pick off.
Yeah, but not. I have a gun, so maybe I can make it.
Yeah, you pass by a tree, all of a sudden there comes the hatchet. Hatchet. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's true. Or you could split up into, like, if there's 20 of you, 4 groups of 5 and go in different directions.
Yeah.
3 of the groups are probably going to make it out.
If you could convince them.
Yeah, and then even if you're in the group with the killer, you might be able to get him since there's not very many people, maybe. Hmm.
All right, my number 8.
Yep.
Very simply, the Tremors situation. You're out in the desert area, and you have these giant beastly worms that are burrowing underground. How do you survive?
Well, you find a rock.
Clearly, that's how they did it in the movie.
You find a big rock. Do I have guns? Do I just have my one gun that I usually carry?
Just your one gun.
That sucks. I've only got one clip. I got two clips. I usually carry an extra clip. So it gives me 30 rounds of 9mm, which is probably not going to kill any of these things. Oh, man. I guess you just try to rock hop. Try to stay on the rocks as much as you can.
Yeah. You got to throw rocks one way.
Yeah.
So follow the vibrations and then run to the...
Run the other way, yeah.
A rock. But you're in the friggin' desert. How long is that going to last?
Well, you can find a big log and pole vault from rock to rock. Isn't that what they did?
I'm just picturing you pole vaulting.
I am too. I like get right up in the middle and stop. All right, you're gonna have to hold on for a second, John. I have got to pee.
All right,
hold that thought. I'm gonna figure this out though. Hold on. Okay, I got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Take off my shirt. And I wrap it around my feet, and I think that's going to cause the vibrations to be way down, and I think I'll be able to get away that way.
That's right. Everybody else will get caught.
Yes.
I like it.
Well, even then, I mean, if I'm by myself or whatever, if everybody is leaving at different times, I think with your shirt wrapped around your feet, even whatever, something soft, I think that's going to absorb the vibration from the ground. What do you think?
Yeah, that would definitely help you be quieter. That's good thinking.
You have rocks in your hand. You can throw them. If they start getting close, you throw rocks, and maybe that convinces them to go the other way.
I'm impressed, Sean.
I've been thinking about that. I think I might have hammered that one.
When did you come up with this conclusion?
I was just doing some soul searching a minute ago.
Hmm. You just stepped aside to soul search, huh?
Yeah, I really had to think about that one.
Okay. Where are we at? Okay, well, what's your next one then?
You are in your car, and all of a sudden you have a couple of flat tires or whatever, a flat tire, and you are stuck in the wilderness with the dudes from Wrong Turn.
Well, first of all, this is no problem. Because, Sean.
Yes?
When I used to go to Texas Tech, who beat OU, by the way.
Yes, they did. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, and I was at that game, and Jennifer and her family, who are big OU fans, were giving me crap the whole way there, and they were awfully quiet by halftime. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And she was very mad at me at the end of the game, but we're off topic.
Did she go to OU?
No.
She has no right to gripe, does she?
Just same as you griping about Texas.
True.
Anyway, okay, so like I'm saying, when I used to do that long trip to Lubbock, I would always, always have a flat. I became better than those guys on NASCAR about changing my tires. Okay, it wouldn't take but a second, I'd be out of there. They wouldn't even have time to get me. So,
well,
problem solved.
That's why there's like razor wire, so you popped off four of your tires. How's that?
I'm so good, I'd make it work, Sean.
Yeah, I bet.
On one wheel. No, in the woods, Wrong Turn guys, the only thing I can do in any situation like that where it's almost, you know, hopeless to try and run, the only thing I gotta do is take a full frontal assault, take my tire iron out of the back of the car and just attack them. And maybe I'll get lucky and take them down. Maybe.
Or you can hope I'm with you.
With your gun?
Yes.
I could do that too. But yeah, that'd be my only solution to that, yeah, is just to take the fight as hard as I could and as mean as I could at them and hope it worked out. And if not, I'd be coming at them so hard they'd have to give me a death blow and not You can do any of their torture stuff.
Well, they're really strong, so they probably could just bear hug you and, yeah, or knock you out and wait for you to come back.
Bring it.
Put the razor wire in your mouth like they did that other girl.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't scared. Beat you with my tire iron.
I'll show them.
Your solution to, like, everyone, I'd shoot them.
I don't know. I don't have to survive this scenario. I told you. You know, honestly, I would just, instead of going forward, I would go back. I would go back the way I had came. I would walk. Or I would drive on my rims backwards the way that I came in. Because going forward, yeah, that never works.
But how do you find out that these people are there?
I don't know.
Because if they reveal themselves and you realize that you need to drive on your tires, you're probably already screwed. They're there.
That's true. And they have cars too, so.
Because otherwise you're not going to just, you know, pop your tires and then decide, I think I'm going to ride on my rims. You know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, well, my number 7, Sean, you and Christina finally have a bundle of joy.
Oh, no. Is this the eraser head?
No.
Okay.
That would be a good one, though. No. And your child starts to grow up and becomes the omen child. And weird things start happening around you, like your nanny hangs herself at his birthday and says that it's all for him. And your child just smiles about it. And you realize that you're child is possessed by Satan, or is Satan. What do you do? How do you take care of this without, you know, because no one's going to, I mean, obviously the world is not going to be cool and no one's going to believe you. They're not going to be cool with you killing your kid.
Yeah, I think that this one would have to be, I've taken the kid to daycare and I'm never coming to pick it up. I'm going to pawn my problems off on somebody else.
Oh, my gosh. What an excellent idea.
And then the world can see the baby and take care of it, and I don't have to.
It wouldn't be a baby, though. It, you know, he's like
a kid.
8, 9, something like that.
Yeah, go play with the other kids. Have fun. See you at 3 o'clock.
Okay, but think of this.
A couple of years.
He's a Satan child. He can read your mind. He knows what you're planning on doing.
True.
Is he going to let you do it?
Hmm.
He sees it coming.
Hmm. Okay. Fine. The kid's upstairs asleep, and I tell Christina, let's go now. And we just leave the kid in the house. Set it on fire.
Yeah, I guess you could probably make a fire look like an accident there.
Yeah.
But it's Satan. He lives in hell where fire is all the time.
Well, then while he's getting out of the fire, we're getting away.
I'm just going to throw anything at you. Conscious.
Yes.
Okay.
Or how about the kids in the back seat and I just decide that I'm going to run into a tree. I have the airbag. He doesn't.
No, you're being followed by a semi and slam on your brakes.
Yes. Just run right into the tree. The airbag will save me at about 90.
Okay. Pretty good ideas. I like your ideas. What you got for me?
Okay, John. You are walking door-to-door selling stuff, okay? And you walk up to the Chainsaw Massacre Mansion and knock on the door, and the old drill sergeant guy pretty much tells you you're going to die or whatever, and Leatherface pops out. How do you beat Leatherface? You have nothing.
How do I beat him?
Yes.
Outrun him. That big old boy?
He can move pretty good.
He can move pretty good for a big old boy, but he's still a big old boy.
And he don't get tired either.
How do you know?
Okay.
He's not supernatural.
They invite you into the house, and then you're stuck in the house. Now what do you do?
Okay. My best bet is to just sprint up the stairs and then climb out a window and get on the roof. Because I think I'd have a better chance of keeping him off balance up there on the roof, and then the fall might take care of the work for me.
Yeah.
I think that'd be my best bet. If I'm in, you know, in there with them. Otherwise, yeah, I'm sprinting the other way.
Yeah, they have cars and stuff, and it's not just him, it's the whole family.
That's true. But there's also a bunch of, like, woods and fences and stuff, so I don't know. I think yeah, if I'm in the building, I'm going to the roof, but if not, then all right. I'm just hauling butt.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll fall and cut an arm off like he did in the remake.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, you saw that they were coming out with a 3D one, right?
Oh, that's cool.
That website I showed you?
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet.
Texas Chainsaw 3D.
That's going to be cool.
Next year. Yeah. Okay, here's my next one for you. You pop in an old VHS tape.
Oh, no.
You see a fuzzy screen, and then you see a horse, eye, you see a spinning chair. You see a ladder that goes up to nowhere. You see a burning tree. And you see a fly that looks like it's in the screen, but all of a sudden is on the screen. It's The Ring, Sean.
Yes, I figured that.
The Ring. And you get the call letting you know you'll die in 7 days. What do you do, Sean?
I send my good buddy John the videotape.
Your good buddy John is clearly too smart to watch that. Clearly.
No, he's not. He loves scary stuff.
That's true.
So, no, what you should have said is that you gave it to me.
That's what I said.
You gave it to me. It looks like I'm giving it to Cliff.
What a friend.
Yes.
And then just have it go down the line until it ends with Austin, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, all you have to do is keep passing this film along and nobody's going to get hurt.
You think that? Okay, I saw this great picture on that app that I have where I get all those pictures that I send to you.
Yes.
And it showed this very scenario. This guy watches the tape and he has a big smile on and he gets the call. He's holding the phone up to his ear. They're telling him he's dying in 7 days. He has a big smile. And then they show him moving his TV and he sits it at the window of his apartment. And so in 7 days, Samora climbs out of the TV and just falls to the ground.
That's awesome. Well, it wouldn't kill her, would it?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, she's a ghost, but I just thought that was clever.
Yeah, that was definitely, yeah. That was a pretty scary movie.
Oh, yeah, it was. I loved it.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good.
Saw that one in theater, and it was great, because everybody was walking out of the theater whenever their phone rang. They're like,
yes, that was great. The next one, John, is the best one, though.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that.
You are on the Orca, and Quint has smashed the phone, the CB radio. And Jaws is destroying your ship. How do you survive?
I throw a tank in his mouth and then shoot it.
Ah, yes. Okay, no, you can't do that.
I don't think there's any destroying, Sean. if you don't have that, what can you do?
I'm asking you.
You try to stay as well as you can on the boat and then duck, dive, dodge, and dodge. the 4Ds of,
yeah,
dodgeball, dip, duck, dive, dodge, and something else. I say one of them twice.
You dodge.
Dodge. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. That's all you gotta do. You just gotta move around and try and keep.
Yeah, right. You ain't gonna outmaneuver a shark in the water.
I didn't say I was in the water. You have that little piece that's sticking up, and that's your best bet.
I disagree with you, John. I think I got a way to get out of this.
All right. How are you getting out of this?
Well, they're scuba gear. I'd get my butt to the bottom of the ocean, and I'd just swim my way back to shore from the bottom of the ocean.
Isn't that a tank?
It's a scuba tank, yes.
It's pressurized.
Yeah.
You got a chance. You might be able, I don't know what happens if you shoot it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to blow up.
It's oxygen, right?
Well, they did it on Mythbusters and it didn't blow up.
Oh.
So I think that knowing that, I take all the tanks that I have and I put them and I carry them with me and I'll just change my tanks as I go.
Okay.
On the bottom of the ocean.
Good luck. Good luck. What are you talking in the ocean? You're in the ocean. How?
But you're at the bottom of the ocean.
What does that mean? Now, okay, first of all, it depends on how deep you are. Because your body's not going to take that pressure if it is.
Well, yeah, but they weren't that deep. Remember, the guy was at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
Remember this?
Okay. But you're in the ocean. The shark is there. It doesn't matter if you're skimming the bottom. You're going to get... You're done.
Yeah, but there's places you can get...
Done.
You can get behind rocks and stuff and can't get you. I'm just saying, it's worth a shot.
No.
He's looking up top. He's looking up top for you.
And then they hear that splash, and here's the bubbles.
Well, then how did Richard Dreyfuss survive, John?
Ampullae of Lorenzini. He's going to sense your body's electrical stuff.
How did Richard Dreyfuss survive, John? Okay, you know what? I got it. I got another one. I have my gun. Always have my gun. I have the tanks. I'm shooting the end off the tanks, and they are shooting me out. They're propelling me in the water. How about that?
That's not moving you that fast. It's not moving you that fast. And if it was going to be powerful enough to move you that fast, it'd hurt like a mother. And you'd let go.
It would hurt like a mother. No, I would not.
You wouldn't be able to steer that if it was going that... If it was giving out any force fast enough to move you to where it was worth it, yeah, you're not. No, not gonna happen.
What about this?
We're done. We're moving on.
No. Check this out. Is there gas in the tank of the boat? Yes. What if you got the gas and like threw firebombs at him? Could you burn him or her, whatever it is?
Yeah. Well, it's above the water.
That's right. What if you threw it in its mouth?
There's no oxygen in there. As soon as it dives under, it's done. The flame is out.
What if it's on the side of the boat like it was with Quint?
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's really no surviving this, is there?
No, you are done.
Oh, what if you put it in its mouth like a toothpick, like they do in the cartoons? A piece of wood.
Good luck. That's all I gotta say. I think you're only chance is when he is maybe, okay, this might be your chance. When he is lunging on top of the boat,
yeah,
you run up and jab it in the eyes. You take out its vision.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That'd probably work. Best chance. We'll see. What if you throw a gas ball on its eyes?
If that would do permanent damage, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. Okay, next one.
Sink with the ship.
Speaking of sinking with the ship, this is my next one, my number five. This one is not really a horror movie, but I think it's something that has captivated me as a kid, and because that was when they were like first discovering it and everything, and then they made the movie about it, and that is being on the Titanic while it's sinking. What do you do to survive that?
I'm on the first couple of lifeboats go out.
You missed the lifeboats.
Oh.
You missed the lifeboats.
Well, John, you know me. You know that cold water is not going to bother me.
Yeah, it's true.
This is what I thought about. If you could get with a bunch of people and huddle in a circle, would that not keep you warm? The people on the outside would probably die.
Nah. Not in the water.
Not in the water?
All your body temperature would be lower, and so you wouldn't be sharing anything.
I would... best chance... See, what sucks is that there's so many other people in there. But best chance would be, like, to go while the ship is sinking, try to find, like, a big door or something to jump on top of.
Big door or something to jump on top of?
Yeah, to keep yourself out of the water.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, go rip a door off its hinge. Because, you know, every door is made of wood.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they're all solid core, so they'll float, and you'll be able to, you know, they're about 50 or 60 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. Or maybe a table or something like that. But instead of running for the boats or, you know, trying to stay dry as long as you can, maybe finding something that could float. I think that's what a lot of people panicked and didn't do that.
Yeah. I think that would be my strategy, is that once I realize I'm going down and I realize the way that it's going to go down, I try to have something, like you said, my first thought was like a mattress, but a door would definitely be a lot better.
Would a mattress float?
I think probably not long, but my solution was, the only thing I was really thinking of was when it goes down, that extreme suction that it has with it.
Yeah.
And just being able to make it back to the top is to be hanging on to that mattress. I think you'd have a tough time pulling that down. There'd be a lot of resistance there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm getting off before the suction.
And then I'm thinking if I end up in the water, you would take your door and jump off before there was ever anything.
And the one thing they had plenty of was life vests. So I got a couple of life vests and tie it to the bottom of that door. That way it'll float. What do you think?
Assuming you have enough time, that's pretty good thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good thinking. Okay. What's your next one?
Okay, John, you are driving in your car, and you realize that Chucky is under your seat with a knife. And he's stabbing upward into your seat, trying to stab you in the butt and crotch area. And what do you do? Have you seen this movie, Child's Play?
Yes, I have all of them.
When he's under the seat and he's like stabbing up with a knife?
Yeah.
Chucky's in your car. What the heck do you do?
I clearly throw the handbrake on as I'm diving into the next seat and then open the door and run away. That's all I got, man.
Yeah?
If he's under the seat and I can't stomp on him, that's all I got. I'm instantly putting my feet on the floorboard, and as I'm going across, I'm throwing the handbrake on, hoping that I don't go flying out the windshield, depending on how fast am I going.
I don't know, you're on 35.
Oh, I'm on 35. Well, I'm kind of... Then I just let go of the gas and let the car take me where it's going to take me, and as I'm diving into the next chair, and then maybe I can reach over and kind of steer it as it's slowing down.
Hmm.
That's all I got. What do you do with that? Knife coming up from under the seat.
You're screwed.
You got to get out of the seat.
Yeah. Maybe I'm shooting my pistol back down. No, I'm just kidding. Well, if he gets under my seat, he's not going to be using a knife.
He's got your gun.
He's got my gun.
Shooting your balls off.
Yes, that would suck. No, you got to admit, that's a pretty good one.
No, that's the scary one, yeah. I was thinking of Chucky. I was like, what kind of situation can I put Chucky in that's actually scary? But no, that's a good one.
I don't know what I'd do. I mean, that's tough when you kind of just open the door and jump out and hope you make it.
Mm-hmm. All right. My number four. I don't know that I could bring myself to jumping out of a door.
If I'm going stabbed in the butt cheek, I'm going to get out of there.
Well, I'm going down the highway. That scares me to death. The extreme, some like gravel burns, or not gravel, but you know, it's like,
okay, what if you like stood up in your seat and put it in first gear? It's gonna slow down tremendously fast and then jump out going about 30.
If you can just slow it down, slam on your brakes.
Yeah,
might as well. Stand up as much as you can, slam on your brakes, and.
What if you jump through your windshield and we're steering the car going backwards while the car's slowing down?
I'd like to see you pull that off, Sean. I really would.
Like freaking Mel Gibson, baby.
Okay, my number four. Is that where we're at? Right. Four?
Yeah, your number. If I went first, yes.
Okay. This one, again, is not so much a horror movie, but I think it could be very scary if you think about it. And I've read a lot of good comics dealing with this idea. You are Hulk. The very fact that you are Hulk puts everyone you love and everyone who's around you in danger, because anytime you slightly lose it, you go off and you have no control over what you do. How do you deal with that?
How do I deal with that? I move away.
Just leave the ones you love.
Leave the ones I love by myself. Move away to a different country.
Just follow the path of Bruce Banner. Do the same.
Yeah, that's really all you can do. You can still talk to him, you know, email him every once in a while, or call him or something like that, and you know, talk to him every now and then. As long as you're on the move.
Do you think it'd ever get to the point where you'd want to commit suicide?
I don't know. Depends. I guess it depends on what everything took. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure like the only way that you could probably do it is by getting into space somehow, where you're in a complete vacuum with no air.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
Yeah. Other than that, I think Hulk is going to survive pretty much anything else you throw at him. Because I think I've told you before, I read this comic series. It was called Banner, where he is to the point where he's ready to kill himself, and he tries several times, puts a gun in his mouth, fires it off, he hulks out, destroys the town, tries some other stuff. Finally, at the end of it, they put him in this, like, in this metal, giant metal chamber, and they suck out all the air.
Yeah.
And they show him dying, like, and he's happy, his heartbeat is going down, and they thump, 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 and it gets weaker and weaker, and then there's, like, a couple panels of just pure black. And then all of a sudden, thump, 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 these huge thumps, and that's the way it ends. Like, it came back. Couldn't get it done. Yeah, it's pretty much that all you can do. That's pretty weak. I thought it was going to be better, but what, redeem us, Sean. What you got?
Okay, John, my number three. This one would probably suck worse than anything else, and that would be you are in a building by yourself. And in this building, you have dozens of aliens, both the big kind and the little kind that get on your face. How do you survive? Okay,
I'm in a building. Where is this building located?
Let me change that. Let me change that. You're in a world that is overrun by these aliens.
How long has it been overrun?
It's been overrun for a couple of months. Like all the major cities have all been hit by the aliens. So there's millions of these aliens. And all they want to do is, you know, procreate. So they're capturing everybody and just taking them and making more aliens.
Okay, I'm thinking probably my best solution here is to let one of the face huggers go ahead and get on me, implant its baby, and then the other ones aren't going to kill me.
Right.
So I can get out and maybe hopefully find some kind of surgery place that can remove it.
Well, if they catch you, they're probably going to cocoon you like they normally do.
No, the big ones cocoon you. Like, yeah. The little ones don't.
But if they see you laying around.
Well, clearly I just got to go into a bathroom and shut the door with one of them.
How long do you have before they pop out?
I don't know how long you have.
Alien versus Predator, it was really quick.
Yeah, it's not a huge amount of time. I know that. But I don't know. I think that's the only way you're going to get through without – I mean, if you're in a building full of them, what else are you going to do? I think that gives you the best chance of survival. I mean, to get one stuck in there, you're at least not going to be attacked on your way out.
That's true. What if you had like one of those long needles and one was inside you and you killed it inside you, but it was still inside you before? You know, it's just sitting kind of hanging out in your chest, but it's dead, so it never pops out.
Well, I don't know if they can sense that or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe if you could pull it off and knew exactly where it was and you were willing to stab yourself like that.
Ugh. Yeah, that's pretty much crap right there. There's not really any way to survive that, I don't think, if there's that many of them.
Nah. I don't know what you do. And that's about the best thing I could think of.
Try to get to an island. Get to a plane, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, but you're in the first trick is getting out of the building. That's.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, I'm saying you're in a world and you can actually prepare. So you can have guns and stuff, but that's still not going to help you because there's so freaking many of them. This might be the time to put the gun to your head.
It might be.
Because you definitely are not going to survive in this world with these aliens.
Yeah. Well, that makes me think of another one. But I'll leave that alone, because maybe you have it. I know you like that movie, so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, my next one is from, what number are we on here?
We're on your number three.
Then I'm going to go with Jurassic Park. You're on an island. There are dinosaurs everywhere.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. As Quagmire's getting eaten by the dinosaur. Okay, I'm on the Jurassic Park Island.
I'm picturing that scene in my mind. I'm sorry.
Yes, that was a great scene. So, what's the scenario?
You're on an island filled with friggin' dinosaurs.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do?
Get off the island.
How do you get off the island?
I friggin' grab a tree branch and jump in the ocean and swim off.
I'd almost take my chances on the island. The ocean scares me to no end, Sean.
Well, I mean, what else do you got? I mean, it's either that or get eaten by the dang dinosaurs.
Ocean scares me to no end.
Well, so does freaking T-Rex.
I'm thinking of finding some kind of, like, hole in a tree and just holding up forever.
Forever and just starving to death. You know what? It's almost like you stay near the beach where you can get into the water quickly and you somehow try to make a raft. How about that?
Yeah, that is probably your best.
Make a raft and then, you know, maybe get as much provisions as you can that's close, you know?
Yeah, get to the ocean and hope they can't follow you in.
Yeah, and if there's a freshwater stream there, just load up on water and much food as you can get on the raft and get out of there.
Or all of a sudden you find out T-Rex can swim. Huh?
Well, then that's horrible. And hopefully there's not the water dinosaurs, because that would really suck.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't really dinosaurs, John. I know. Ah,
look at you. Good. Okay. I like the staying by the ocean. Good plan.
Yeah, because I don't know their water was, but maybe they hate salt water. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll probably never really know about that. Well, you can kind of infer what a lot of them ate. Like, you know that Spinosaurus probably ate a lot of fish based on the way its teeth were.
Right.
So, but who knows if it was fresh water or salt water.
That would be probably important to figure out.
It was up there in like the Egypt area, but that was so long ago. Who knows what it was like? Well, yeah. I don't know what it was like. I'm sure somebody does, has an idea. Okay, what's your number two?
You know what? I have a question for you.
I might have an answer for you.
Was the oxygen level different during the dinosaur days?
The dinosaur days was such a long period of time. Yes, okay. It fluctuated. So, I mean,
like, what was it fluctuating enough to where we would have a hard time surviving during it?
It really, if anything, there was probably more oxygen. I'm pretty sure that at least during the Jurassic, there was quite a bit more oxygen. I'm not sure about the Cretaceous or Triassic.
Because I was watching this show the other day that had these bugs that were getting really big.
Yeah, before.
And they said we couldn't survive during that because there was too much carbon in the air or something like that.
Pre-dinosaurs, like the Carboniferous.
Yeah.
I think that might be right. There was a much higher oxygen level, that, and the insects were ginormous.
All right.
Yep.
Maybe I try to make friends with the Triceratops and become one of their packs, members of their pack.
And ride it and mount it with guns like Dino-Rides.
Yes, exactly. And then nothing is going to mess with a pack full of Triceratops.
Nice.
I doubt very seriously a Triceratops will be scared of you. So just kind of stay in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, well, as long as he doesn't get annoyed by you and trample you. That's like trying to, I don't know, man. Would you just approach a rhinoceros?
No.
Well, why would you a Triceratops?
Because I don't think he would care. I don't think that, I don't know. It's, I don't know. If they've never seen humans before, you probably look at that, and I'm sure they were all grazing together. All the grass eaters were probably grazing together like the animals do now.
What does that have to – I'm still not approaching a rhinoceros.
I don't know. I don't think they – I don't know. What else – what other chance do you got?
I don't know. I lie. I'm sticking with your other one, hanging out by the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm leaving those plant eaters alone, too.
That would be the group that you would want to get involved with, though, if you could integrate with the dinosaurs.
I'm thinking almost just maybe hang around some, like, sauropods, like the giant four-legged ones. Like a brachiosaur or a patasaurus, something like that. And maybe just staying in close proximity.
They'd leave you alone.
Because it's such a huge thing that not a whole lot of predators are gonna mess with that, especially if there's other food sources,
right?
Something easier to take down. So maybe just being, I mean, you could keep your distance but still be close enough that, you know, that might be your next best bet.
Yeah, I hear you. That's good. You could probably just walk around on their backs. They probably wouldn't even know you were there.
True.
Good luck. You get in the tree where they pass by, just jump on their back.
Yeah.
Just going to hang out there for
a
while.
All right, Shiny Boy. What's number two?
All right. My number two, you're going to love this one, John. You are in Manhattan on a visit. And you run into Jason. How about it, John? How do you survive? Okay, let's go back to the very beginning of that awesome movie that you love so much. And you are on the cruise ship with Jason. How do you survive that?
First of all, it's not a cruise ship.
It was whatever. It was like a little yacht, wasn't it?
I don't know. It wasn't a – I don't know. It was like a ferry type – it was a piece of crap ship.
Yeah.
But at any – and that's where most of the movie took place. And once it got to Manhattan, it wasn't even really Manhattan.
I know.
Terrible movie. Why would you pick this movie, Sean?
Because I knew you would hate this scenario. But let's just say you were on the boat with Jason. How do you survive?
I'm just going to stay around where a lot of other people are and stay in the middle of that group. So I will have some kind of forewarning that he is coming, because he'll get to somebody else before me. And that's about it.
You won't jump over the side and hope for the best?
Not in the ocean. I hate the ocean. I don't hate the ocean, but I am terrified, especially at night, because they were going most of the time at night on there.
Right.
Ocean scares me, Sean.
Well, how many people were there? There wasn't just a crap ton of people on that boat, was there? Well, there was a class, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a pretty sizable group.
Like over 20 or 30 people?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I saw it once, and I've...
Now you need to watch it. This is the scenario.
It's going to be a very long time before I watch it again, Sean. That was so bad.
Stay by the boxer.
Yeah. Punch the boxer's head. Yeah, there you go. Had the boxer save me.
Hell.
They killed him somehow in the sewer.
You're not in the sewer, though, John. You're on the boat.
I know. That's my plan. Hang out with a lot of people. And hope they alert me to his approach.
Yeah, well, if there was a swimming pool on this boat, that'd be a good place to be, because he don't like water.
That's true.
Until he gets a friggin' harpoon.
Well, oh yeah, I can three.
Yeah.
You can see the string that it's going down.
Yeah.
But that one's got to be right up there with some of the best, because that's the one he gets his hockey mask in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's about it. But, you know, they say the water's his thing, but he's always grabbing somebody out of the water. And he seems to walk out of it just fine every time.
That's true. You're right. It's almost trying to – man, it's almost worth sinking the dang ship. Sinking the dang ship and then grabbing onto something that floats in the water.
Yeah, if you're out in the middle of the ocean, you can get on the life rafts. Yeah, that might be your best bet. Sink the ship, get on the life raft, because I don't think he swims. I think his feet are just on the ground. He reaches up and grabs people. Sinks like a rock. Yeah. All right.
That's probably the best bet.
Well, my number two, Sean.
All right.
Is, I don't know if you'd classify this as a horror. I think you would. I mean, I've seen it whenever I was looking for horror movies. That's how I stumbled across this movie. And I've mentioned it before. Battle Royale. Where you are thrown on an island with a group of people. And let's say one of those people is your beloved Christina. Mm-hmm. And you are told that only one of you can survive. Or you all die because you have explosive collars around your neck. There is a central base full of army guys and one and a leader in the middle of the island, but otherwise it's you and the rest of the people.
Wow, that's tough. I tell Christina to hide and say, hopefully I am the winner and I'll kill myself at the end.
Hmm.
Because I don't want, definitely if it's between me and her, I want her to live, not me.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would try to do. I would try to kill as many people as I could. Hopefully kill them all.
I think I'm going to try and convince as many people as I can to take the fight to the army people. And I probably won't win. I mean, they're a lot better equipped. Like, because in the movie, you didn't know what you were getting. They gave you a bag. Yeah. And it had something in there that you had to survive with. Like, so one person might have had a GPS system. Another person might have had a frying pan. Another person might have had a gun. Another person might have had a crossbow. So, I don't know. I'm thinking
crossbow's the one I would want.
Yeah?
The silent killer.
Yeah, and you get the unlimited ammunition. Have you been watching The Walking Dead?
I have only watched the first season, John.
Oh, they've had the...
It comes on Sundays, man. I got church.
Yeah, they've had the two...
Good?
Two episodes so far? Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Two episodes.
How many episodes are there of that?
The first season, there was only six.
Okay, I've seen all six of those. That's all I've seen.
Yeah, they've had two more.
Okay.
And I think this one's going to be more of a full season. I think it's going to be at least 18. I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing the thing. But I know they've renewed it already for a third season.
Sweet. I like it.
Yep.
Good show.
What were we talking about?
Your survival. So
You rush
the compound, I guess. That's
yeah, I think it's pretty much you're going down. You might as well take a few of them with you.
Yeah, but your wife's with you, man.
Yeah.
You just tell her to stay put and hide, and hopefully you make it.
Yeah, talk it out with her, and hopefully we'll make it. We can. That's another thing too. Maybe that's not the best decision because if they see you, all of you storming in, they'll just push the buttons to blow up the necklaces.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably not the best idea.
I think you tell your wife you love her and just wait and let everybody else kill themselves first. And hide, get a good hiding place, and then as the days go on, you go out and try to kill the rest of them.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Hide out as long as you can, and then when it gets closer to the end, then try to take out whatever's left over. Because they did give, like, announcements over the loudspeaker about who had died and who was left.
Exactly.
Everything. Okay, good thinking. You're number one, Sean.
All right, John. You are in the woods, and you realize all of a sudden... You're in the woods by yourself at night for some stupid reason, or you're camping with about three of your buddies.
I was all by myself.
Let's say you're camping.
No one was looking.
You're with three of your buddies. Okay, I hate that song. You're with three of your buddies, and you're out camping. Let's put it that way. And all of a sudden, Wolfman decides he's going to join you. What do you do?
Okay, which Wolfman is this? Is this?
Wolfman from The Last Wolfman.
Oh.
Yeah. You're screwed, huh? I like your, oh.
Yeah, you're done. I think this is what I'm going to try and do. While he is busy mauling a person, I'm going to run by and just punch my fist into his mouth so it gets cut. And it's like I've been bit. And then hopefully he will continue to maul that person that he was already on, and I can take off running, and then maybe I will turn into a werewolf.
You would like this, wouldn't you, John?
I would like this what?
You would like to be a werewolf, wouldn't you?
You're pretty good. That werewolf was cool, man.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I liked that movie a lot.
It was good and scary. It really was. I liked it.
I like the classic, too, but I like this one a lot.
Well, I love werewolf movies, period. But, you know... I think the
your favorite.
Yeah. I think the best thing to do here, you have a fire. and you build your fire up as big as you can build it, and you get like make it a circle and get in the middle of it.
Okay.
That's my hope.
Assuming you have time.
That's true.
That sucker was quick.
It was very quick.
That's why I think he'd finished the mauling before I ever had a chance to get away.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to let me just walk up and punch him in the mouth. He's
probably not even going to maul people until you all die, until he kills all of you.
Yeah.
He's probably going to take out everybody, then go to mauling on the last person, maybe.
I want to watch that movie now again.
Yeah, I do too. It was great.
Well, I watched it not too long ago with Jennifer, but I'm ready for it again.
I love it when he sticks his hand through the bottom of that guy's mouth and his fingers come
out. Oh, that is cool. It's
freaking awesome. But there is not, I mean, that's it. You know, you can talk your way out of almost everything else, but not with Wolfman.
Yeah.
The raw emotion. You're dead. There's really nothing you can do. You're just unlucky enough to be there on the night that he came.
Yeah. Okay, well, my number one, Sean, is one that I've found realistic and one of the scariest things that I could ever think of. The wolves have come.
To feed. I knew it was this one! I knew it!
To feed.
I knew it was going to be this one. I don't know how I knew. I was thinking the Invention of the Human Centipede for some reason.
Oh, why didn't I... Okay, Nate Wells sent me this text. He probably sent it to you, too. I don't know. Did he send you a human centipede text? It said something along the lines of, weather in Iowa is great this time of year, and I'm in need of a person or an extra person for my human centipede. I said, okay, but I call the front.
Yeah.
And then he said that his brother had already called the front, so... It's like, all right, then I get the back.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, the back.
I don't want to be the...
That's the one that dies first.
It died first. Yeah, so you are stranded. I realize we never said what it is that we're talking about.
Yeah, Frozen.
The movie Frozen. You are stranded on a ski lift. It's too high to jump from without seriously injuring yourself. And there's a pack of wolves underneath you also. What's your plan of survival? And you are up there with two other people.
Oh.
And it's going to be at least 3 or 4 days before the next people come.
You know, you got to figure out some way to get down to the ground. Obviously. And the wolves are there, and that stinks. And the cable's probably pretty grease-coated, isn't it?
The cable wasn't very grease coated, but the thing was, it was like, have you not seen the movie?
Uh-uh.
The cable was very
sharp.
You
have gloves, you're skiing, you have gloves.
It was cutting all through their hands when they were trying to, and one person did make it. They climbed all the way over and they climbed down the ladder, but their hands were shredded.
That's what you gotta do then.
Maybe double up on some gloves and...
Yeah, double up on gloves, and you also have your ski poles. You could put your ski poles between your glove and the cable. That would probably help them from getting cutting up.
I don't know if those ski poles would hold you, or anyone, really. I mean,
what about like Tango and Cash? Get a belt and slide down it.
Yeah, you kind of have to bounce, but it's a long way. It was a long way he had to go, and hoping your grip holds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was a tough one.
I mean, that's it. That's all you can do. You have to just try it.
I think my best bet, what I was thinking, is having some people take off their jackets and lay them down so you have some insulation underneath you,
mm-hmm.
and then making a sandwich. Stack people on top of each other and have the jackets on top and just be naked.
Gotta make it.
Yeah, be naked on each other and just share that warmth, the body heat, as you have the jackets draped across the top of you. And hope you can go without food and water for that long.
For 3 days, yeah. Well, hopefully it's snowing. You know, you should be at least be able to get some water.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Maybe it'll get snow some. Or, you know, your snot freezes on your face and you can lick that up.
Oh, sick.
Thought you'd like that. All right, what are your honorable mentions, Sean? I know you
I just have one. The Predator. When you're in the jungle with Arnold and the Predator's after you.
There's clearly only one solution, Sean.
What's that? Get to the chopper?
Get to the chopper!
Or maybe like the first Terminator, if the Terminator's after you.
Yeah, the Terminator one. I thought about that one, too. That'd be a good one. Oh, the other one I was thinking of was The Mist.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah. What would you have done there at the end? Would you let everybody... Oh, well, I can't give away the movie there. I just gave away the movie, so I think I'm going to bleep that out.
Yeah. If somebody hadn't seen it, that is great. I think I'll wait until the very end, until I know what's coming for me. Mm-hmm. Then I would do it.
Yeah.
But there's a good chance maybe they pass over you. You know, you're in the car.
Maybe you'd be ignored.
Yeah, that's your best chance. Maybe you'd be ignored. There's a whole town there. They're probably after all the people in the town. Just, you know, maybe you'd be ignored. Maybe it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I mean, it was a military experiment, so you know the military's got to be getting called in on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sean. We have a couple things that were sent in that we can discuss.
Okay.
Jack and Nate both sent stuff in. What? Jack the Beanstalk?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, Jack Burrell. You've heard of him, right?
Yeah, we talked to him last week.
Yeah, I'm good. You remember. Jack says, I have a suggestion for you nerd holes. So, nerd holes. How would you try and survive against the monster in Cloverfield, a multi-story tall Godzilla-like monster that drops small dog-sized creatures that when bitten by one, you get sick and then explode? Sounds pretty terrible to me, even if it technically isn't a horror movie.
Get the crap out of Dodge.
Yeah, I think the only thing you can count on here is try and judge which way the giant monster is going.
Yeah, and go the opposite.
And run furiously in the opposite direction with a gun in hand so you can maybe take care of any of the little ones that you see.
Right.
I like that. It's a good touch because you have the whole Godzilla or King Kong type thing. Avoiding one thing is not so bad, but when it spawns off little monsterlets, too, mm-hmm. that can be anywhere in any small hiding space, because, you know, I can't remember that movie too well, but it looks like they're going to be okay when they get in the subway type area.
Right.
And then there's all those little monsterlets in there.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've watched that one. But yeah, I think that would be our best bet.
Yeah, I agree. You just have to try to get your way, make your way out of there. That's the only chance you got. You can't kill the big monster.
Mm-hmm. Are you on the Nerdlist.com, Sean?
I am.
Okay. Take a look at Nate Wells's and see what you can make of it. I'm having a little trouble here.
I was looking at this earlier. I was having trouble with it, too. Scenarios, you're trapped in a closet with a child, and your solution is Otis Driftwood-type killer abducted cheerleaders and carry booze and pornography as a distraction. I don't understand.
Okay, I think I got what he's doing here. I think he's saying he thought we were doing, and because we didn't explain ourselves that well. I think it's because we're running out of a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But what he says here is that I think he's doing his first part of the list are favorite like horror movie scenarios, like ones that come up in horror movies, and then the second one are his favorite horror movie like solutions to. Being in a horror movie. Now, if I'm reading that right, his 1 through 7 scenarios are, and I'm going to go in order the way that he gave it. Number one is being trapped in a closet with a child. I'm guessing that's from Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, limited to a muzzle loader gun with only one bullet.
That sounds like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's got to be from around that time. Number three, only one person to aid you with no alarm clock, technology, or help. Only one person to aid you with no alarm clock, I guess this might be dealing with Freddy.
Right.
Alarm clock and technology, and only one person. Number four, no shoes or something that might hinder your ability to travel in treacherous conditions.
Mm-hmm.
No shoes would suck.
Yeah, it would.
Number five, you've been drinking heavily.
That makes perfect sense.
Number six, you're naked.
Naked.
That's even worse than number four because you don't have shoes or anything else.
Yeah.
Number 7, you are in Alaska, 30 Days of Night style, with the Wolfman, Frankenstein, any classic, in addition to vampires with a limited supply of whatever they are vulnerable to, okay? So you can fend off. Let's take a look at that one.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we would survive that one, Sean. So we are in Alaska. We got 30 days ahead of us that are going to be pure darkness with vampires, Wolfman, Frankenstein.
Yeah. All those? You're screwed. Yeah.
And we got a little bit to deal with them. Okay, we got a little bit. So we have some garlic. We have some crosses. We have some ammunition with silver bullets.
Yeah.
Do we try to hold off for the 30 days? Or do we try to get out of Dodge, head south?
I try to hold out.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the best bet.
It's just me. I think I'm going to try to hold out.
I wonder how far you'd have to go before you got out of the darkness there.
I don't know, but you're in the darkness with all those things. At least when you're in the building, you know what's at your back.
Yeah, unless you got your Wolfman like in the movies, who's just going to punch right through the wall.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Dang, that sucks. Try to get next to a brick wall or a metal wall.
Yeah. Hopefully you find some sturdiness and just post up and with a closed-in like space, maybe like a stairwell or something that they have to go through. Depends on what kind of houses you have around. If they're all those wooden ones like were in that movie, you're...
Yeah.
Good luck. Solutions. 7 solutions he has. Number 1, Otis Driftwood type killer, abduct cheerleaders and carry booze and pornography as a distraction. Does the killer abduct cheerleaders and carry booze? Or
I have no idea. I am lost right now. I think he just did this to spite us. I think he's doing this for a reason.
No, he's not. This number 1, I know it's a joke, Nate being the funny guy that he is, but I don't know who Otis Driftwood is. Do you know who Otis Driftwood is?
Nope.
Okay, well, that ruins. Number 2, don't go upstairs. That's a good horror movie rule. Number 3, keep a pretty good amount of Monster energy drinks on hand. Staying awake to avoid Freddy. Number 4, avoid people committing sins that usually get people murdered. The alcohol scenario gets tricky here. Number 5, don't mess with truckers on the CB.
That's a good one.
Candy cane. Number 6, crucifixes and holy water are a must. Number 7, speaking of number 6, remember, was it Van Helsing that he had, like, crucifixes that he uses, like, throwing stars? Like,
yeah.
Shurikens?
That was cool.
That was kind of cool. Number 7, for Jason specifically, I'd probably give him a stuffed animal, make him a grilled cheese, and not suggest that we visit a water park. Good childhood memories could work in my favor. Yeah, because he's really just a mean guy because of the horrible things that happened to him as a child.
Right.
That's pretty much all we have for this week. Sean, I have a couple ideas for next week.
Have you seen Pitch Black?
Yes.
Yeah, surviving that one would suck too.
Wait a second. Oh, okay, yeah, that was the one with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to stay in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just stay in the light. Have a lot of flashlights. For next week, we have... I was thinking of this one. Top 10 things that are not as good as they used to be.
Okay.
Right? Things that we maybe grew up liking that have declined time, or things that used to be everybody used to love and thought were awesome but have gone away. No?
I can do that.
If not, here's another one I was thinking of, and maybe we need to wait on this one and get a little feedback. Okay? We could do a similar one to what we just did and talk about the traps from Saw, and if we would go through with it, if we think we could survive it, if we would get through, because there we don't have to come up with anything. It's just the Saw traps that are already there.
I haven't seen most of the Saws. I don't enjoy them.
You don't enjoy them?
No, they really get on my nerves.
Okay, well then we could do this. I could come up, tell you about the traps, and you could tell me if you think you could get through it.
I like your first one better for right now until I can think a little bit more about it.
Okay. And if any listeners, let me know what you think about that one. Give us some feedback on the Saw traps, if that would be an interesting one to discuss. If you guys wanted to call in or send in some ideas about traps that you saw in the Saw movies and how you think you would do. So we're nailing it down that next week we're doing things that are not as good as they used to be.
Yeah.
Things that have lost their appeal or luster that we once enjoyed. Okay. Well, other than that, they can call us at where, Sean?
901-466-6865.
And it's important that you do that because hopefully we plan on eventually doing an all-call episode where people send in questions or comments, suggestions, trash talk, and then we respond to such things that have been called in. And you can write in your lists at thenerdlist.com. You can email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, and iTunes reviews are always good. And if you are in a foreign country, I say foreign country, but it's the, whatever country you're in is not foreign to you. So if you are not in the United States and you give us an iTunes review, send us an email too to let us know that you did it. We figured out one of our listeners from Australia or England, I can't remember, let us know how we could check those, and so you don't have to take a screen capture and send that in anymore. Just let us know that you did it, and we can go find it, and that good stuff. And that is it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.
Boy,
I'm happy that the blue-haired girl's back.
I hear your dogs.
I know they're gonna bark because that's what dogs do.
Do they?
Sometimes.
There's a real simple solution.
A bullet.
That or smothering.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I'm not that good a shot. They're pretty small. There you go.
Said smothering.
Oh, man.
Smothering, always a viable option.
So, John, are the Rangers going to win tomorrow?
Well, I need to go ahead and do it and just get it over with.
That's what I'm screaming.